Central Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors have collected samples from the Syrian city of Douma 2 weeks after a suspected gas attack there followed by retaliatory strikes by Western powers on Syrian government's chemical facilities. VOA's Marissa Melton has details.
The site visit was confirmed by the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It will allow the agency to proceed with an independent investigation to determine what chemicals, if any, were used in the April 7th attack that medical workers said killed more than 40 people. The U.S., France, and Britain blamed President Bashar al-Assad's government for the attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. lawmakers strongly endorsing continued American military engagement in Libya, calling it vital for the country's unity and to ensure it does not become a hub for terrorism. U.S. involvement has been a diverse issue since the Obama administration launched U.N.-authorized military intervention aimed at saving pro-democracy protesters from a government crackdown in 2011. North Korea's official news agency saying the country will never use nuclear weapons nor transfer nuclear weapons or nuclear technology unless provoked. It also halted missile tests effective Saturday. President Trump welcomed Pyongyang's announcement and said he was looking forward to his summit with Kim Jong-un. Officials in Afghanistan have confirmed the Islamic State militants have forcibly shut down telecommunications services in two districts in eastern Kunar province. IS militants had threatened to destroy communications towers if Afghan companies running the operations attempted to resume services. This is VOA News. Four former U.S. presidents were among the 1,500 mourners who paid their respects Saturday to former U.S. First Lady Barbara Bush, who died last week, Tuesday, at the age of 92. She was the wife of the 41st President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, and the mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd president. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were in attendance at that funeral, as was First Lady Melania Trump and former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton. Melania Trump representing President Trump at the service. He had tweeted earlier in the day that he was heading to the Southern White House to watch the funeral on television. Barbara Bush selected her second oldest son and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush to deliver the eulogy.
Mom got us through our difficult times with consistent, take it to the bank, unconditional, but tough love. She called her style a benevolent dictatorship, but honestly, it wasn't always benevolent.
Bush is being buried at the Bush Library at Texas A&M University, about 160 kilometers from Houston, where the funeral took place. Also the place where the couple's three-year-old daughter, Robin, is buried. She died of leukemia in 1953. Heads of state from across the world gathered in London for the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. More now from Henry Ridgewell.
Beneath the pomp and pageantry, deep questions linger over the Commonwealth's future. What is it for? In her opening address to the summit, Queen Elizabeth, the head of the Commonwealth, made it clear she wants its leadership to stay in the family.
And we'll decide that one day the Prince of Wales should carry on the important work started by my father in 1949.
Critics argue the Commonwealth should sever its royal links. The Commonwealth has made headlines this week, but not for the reasons the British government intended. Prime Minister Theresa May apologised to the leaders of Caribbean member states after it emerged migrants who arrived in Britain in the 1950s and 60s from what were then British colonies had been refused residency and threatened with deportation. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
United States calling out North Korea, China, Russia and Iran as morally reprehensible governments that violate human rights on a nearly daily basis, but the State Department's country reports on human rights practices for 2017 did say there were improvements in Liberia, Uzbekistan, and Mexico. Today is Earth Day. It is April the 22nd. That's when it happens every year. A lot of people thinking about the world environment and making resolutions that they will protect the environment around them more responsibly. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.